15 because it could be ready for trial in the night. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix Open News. My name is Constantine Zimmerman. President Macron and David Lomax and his running mate Nathalie Moran will have a press conference on the nomination ahead of the public election in 2026 general election. Election Commission of Zambia should be their first open, and there is a rumor speaking to me, except for the validation of the nomination of President Victor Macron as a grand matter of the European Union presidential candidate and running mate Nathalie. Speaking after submission of his nomination papers, President Macron called the country on the day before, during and after the election, stressing that violence would not be tolerated. The President said the UPND campaign would focus on the government's development effort and economic growth agenda. He cited the restoration of the rule of law, the introduction of free education and debt restructuring among the administration's key achievements.
He says the Bangladesh service truly aligns itself
this position that any individual is involved in political violence, intimidation, coercion, and verbal conduct or attacks against political officials, if they suspect that they are, regardless of sex or affiliation. If some company has launched any person found in fighting violence, damaging dignity, disturbing public peace, and undermining national security, would be arrested and prosecuted judiciously.
While stabbing, or an individual found disturbing of the public peace, inciting violence, damaging property, or undermining national security, must be arrested immediately, just before the session, or expediently, in accordance with the laws of the Republic of Zambia. All police officers are further mandated to seek their duties with the highest levels of ethical religion, integrity, neutrality, and constitutional responsibility. The Zambia Police Service shall remain vigilant in such guarding the rights, freedoms, and security of all citizens and elected officials in public.
The Department of Immigration has acquired 105 immigration-related convictions and the most president of 15 to immigrants from the country, taking an additional amount of the world country as part of an intensified enforcement operation against illegal migration and related offenses. Chief Public Relations Officer Marshall Kuzak said that the department also recommended moving to the sophisticated structures and legal immigrants during the period under review. Mr. Kuzak says among the rest of the convictions was that of 26-year-old Zambian national and robbery, who was prosecuted by the Papua Immigration Office for aiding and abetting illegal immigrants. She says in the lobby transported Kurban Gaddafi nationals from the Turkish occupied Fasa on May 2nd, 2026, moving a Honda Fit vehicle while allegedly arrested at the two individuals were illegal immigrants. The sanction says following investigation, Fanata was successfully prosecuted in court, resulting in the lobby being fined 75,000 Fasa or in default serving 9 months in jail in prison.
Somebody, the National Visual Immigration Office, the National Human Trended by the Court, has looked at the secure the conviction of civil service. In 46 years, Zambian civil service was under the aiding of a veteran foreign national, while the Federal Supreme High Court of Imprisonment, about the occurrence of the crime, the secure and lawful judgment, for the total number of immigration related convictions according to the attacker, between 16 and 31 May 2026, to 107. We have some team of attackers who moved 146 immigrants from the country, and many of the men were 52 in Malawi and 150 nationals who were moved to the attacker during the first quarter to a new bed of the floor after two first flight of our immigration center.
The government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo says that the management efforts to educate communities affected by the Ebola outbreak after an angry relative took part in hospitals where a family member had died. A human rights group says 28 people died in the crime scene earlier this week and